Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
It's day two of our travel unit. We're off to Seoul.
Yes, we are.
I know quite a few people out there that really enjoy Korean food, like kimchi. I like their barbecued meat in particular. And also, the Korean dramas are popular. A lot of the guy bands, we call them boy bands because they're kind of young kids. Those are very popular, too. There's just some popular things coming over from Korea. The one thing that I know isn't very popular, though, are their sports teams that beat Taiwan sometimes.
Yeah,
well, we're not happy about that.
They're pretty tough in sports as well. A friend of mine went there to study recently, and she said that, yes, they take their sports very seriously.
Oh.
And they also have a very strong national spirit there.
Yes, they do.
And it's very difficult to buy imported products there because the Koreans believe you should only buy Korean things and
really? Stuff
like that. Well, that's what I was told.
Yeah, but they have Taco Bell, my favorite fast food restaurant in America.
Well, they managed to get in there.
And we still don't. Yes, I'm very sad.
Oh, yeah. Well, people in Taiwan just don't really like Mexican food. But we're not really talking about Mexican food, although we'd probably rather talk about that. But South Korean food is good, too. And, of course, they've got their pop music, or K-pop, as it's called,
yeah. And
their soap operas and stuff like that. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson for today right now.
South Korea has won worldwide popularity in recent years for its pop bands and TV shows. But while you are visiting the country, it's a good idea to check out some traditional culture. Countless tourists, especially women, have enjoyed dressing up in Korean hanbok clothing. For example, this high-waisted garb is centuries old and was influenced by the nomadic horse-riding cultures of ancient China's northern tribes. After you get out of some stuffy traditional clothing, it's not a bad idea to hit one of South Korea's jimjilbang, or public bathhouses. These 24-hour spas are segregated by gender and include traditional dry saunas, sleeping areas, and sometimes even karaoke and computers. Of course, no visit to Seoul would be complete without savoring some local delicacies. To start with, you can try some comfort food, such as tteokbokki or stir-fried rice cake. This snack food is covered in red chili sauce and is often bought on the street. You could also warm up with a big, hearty bowl of samgyetang or ginseng chicken soup. If you want something a little more modern, you can chomp on some yangnyeom chicken or a spicy fried chicken. This dish can be a full meal, a side dish, or an after-meal snack. For the fashion-minded tourist, Seoul is also something of a shopping mecca. Myeongdong is a popular spot for its myriad of clothing boutiques and local cosmetics shops. Dongdaemun is another shopper's delight. Its 26 shopping malls form a seemingly unending maze of clothing and feature a large number of women's stores. With abundant history to learn, tasty food to enjoy, and various stores to visit, it's little wonder that Seoul is recognized as the essence of South Korea.
Okay, let's continue to talk about South Korea. We're in Seoul here, the heart of South Korea, and South Korea has won worldwide popularity in recent years for its pop bands and TV shows. Okay, and also, of course, that includes the boy bands, as you mentioned, and the soap operas and stuff like that. Popularity is the degree to which something is popular. And, of course, the Korean culture has won worldwide popularity in recent years. You could also say Korean culture is popular all over the years because of those pop bands, bands that play popular music, and, of course, those TV shows, especially the Korean soap operas. But while you are visiting the country, it's a good idea to check out some traditional culture. So, indeed, that's more modern stuff, the pop music.
Yeah.
And, of course, the TV shows are more modern, But although some of their TV shows are depicting, like, the emperor and the empress, the king and the queen and stuff like that, wearing the old costumes and stuff like that.
Those are fun, too.
But still, what I just said there is kind of a reference to traditional culture, the culture that existed long before there were Western influences, when they wore traditional clothing and life was simpler and they didn't have all that technology and stuff like that. So, of course, countless tourists, especially women, have enjoyed dressing up in Korean hanbok clothing, for example. So you've got countless tourists. There are so many tourists that you just can't count them.
That's right. Maybe some of you have seen their traditional Korean clothing. For the women, of course, you look like you're dressed up like a baby doll. I think their traditional clothing is kind of funny. Very colorful.
Right.
But they have these big, big bows right under, just right above their waistline. These traditional clothing that they dress up, the traditional clothing they dress up in, called the hanbok, is high-waisted. If something's high-waisted, it means it goes past your waist, closer to your chest, and it's garb. They're using this word garb, which just means clothing. Oh, what kind of garb are we wearing to the party tonight? Oh, that guy's dressed up in some crazy garb today. So garb just means clothing, a style of dress that someone's dressed up in. We don't say garbs.
No.
You cannot make it countable. It's non-count. So we're just saying this high-waisted piece of clothing or this high-waisted clothing, both of those work. It's centuries old. It's been around forever. But if you want to buy your own hanbok and bring it back to Taiwan, be prepared to pay a lot of money. They're not cheap. They're really beautiful, but personally, I prefer the Chinese traditional clothing because women look sexier in it.
Like a qipao, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't remind me. There was a woman who wore a qipao at a restaurant when I first came to Taiwan that had this opening in the leg there. Oh, that was really nice.
We call those slits, S-L-I-T, the slit in the dress. Yeah.
That restaurant closed many years ago. But in any case, if you wear these hanbok, it looks like the dress portion goes almost up as high as your chest. That's why we're calling it high-waisted. And it was influenced by the nomadic horse riding cultures of ancient China's northern tribes. If something's nomadic, it means people don't have a permanent place to live. They're moving around all the time. And in northern China, Mongolia, and places like that, we have these nomadic people who were horse riding. They rode horses. And this is going back to ancient China, these tribes in the north. A tribe is just kind of a group of people, a social division in society. And like, for example, we describe the Aborigines in Taiwan as different tribes, the Ame tribe or the Taya tribe, etc., the Bunong tribe. And, of course, we had tribes in northern China. I guess they wore this kind of clothing.
Yeah. Well, after you get out of some stuffy traditional clothing, it's not a bad idea to hit one of their public bathhouses. They call them Jimjilbong. I don't speak Korean, so don't laugh at my pronunciation. A stuffy piece of clothing just is something that you're not comfortable in. Kind of hot, you know? It's a little stuffy in here. Open the windows. If it's stuffy, you're not getting enough air circulating around you. So one of the things you can do to cool down, at least in the summertime, you'll want to keep as many dresses and coats and sweaters on in the winter there because it's cold. But in the summer, you'll want to hit or visit one of their public bathhouses. A bathhouse is a place where they have these saunas, but you can see here that men and women are separated or segregated. Segregate means to divide people up in different groups. So they're divided by gender. The men go there, the women go to another place. And these saunas or bathhouses have traditional dry saunas. It's dry heat. It's not wet heat. It's dry heat. And they also have places where you can take a little nap and sleep. And sometimes there's even karaoke there and computers to use to surf the internet. Kind of fun.
Exactly. So again, we got these public bathhouses. They've got public hot spring resorts here in Taiwan where they are segregated by gender. And, of course, the saunas are dry, and you can pick up that microphone and sing karaoke or karaoke, however you want to pronounce this, and you can play on your computer. But, of course, you know, having a bath in a public bathhouse and listening to some K-pop and wearing traditional clothing is all fine and good, but, you know, we all get hungry once in a while when we're traveling. And, of course, if you're traveling to a foreign country, you want to try the local food. So, of course, no visit to Seoul would be complete without savoring some local delicacies. So in this sentence, we have the word savor. Savory is an adjective. It describes some kind of food that kind of has sort of a combination of what? Sweet and salty?
Salty and fatty, not sweet,
fatty,
though.
Fatty, okay, yeah. Savoring. But here, savor is being used as a verb. It just means to taste and enjoy different kinds of food. Of course, if you go to the Sherlyn Night Market, you want to savor some of the night market snacks there. And if you go to Korea, of course, you want to savor some local delicacies.
You can use savor in a different way, too, to say you thoroughly or completely enjoy something or appreciate something. You could say, I'm going to savor every minute of my vacation, which means I'm not going to waste any of it. I'm going to completely enjoy every single minute that I don't have to work. So you want to go and really taste and try some of their food there. The local delicacies also include something I saw in a night market, and they were actually worms.
Uh-oh.
Worms that come from the dirt. Worms. Worms that they had roasted, and the smell was horrible.
Really?
My friend Heather warned me. She goes, oh, we're getting close to this cart. You need to plug your nose, which means you put your fingers over your nostrils so you can't smell something. Horrible smell. A delicacy is usually something that a country offers that is very, very special. Typically, it's expensive, too. And it might be a little different from your typical meal of rice or noodles. It's usually something that is a little bit more fragile, a little bit more expensive, and typically it's unusual.
Right. And of course, you know, if you're listening to this lesson in your class, you can maybe have your classmates talk about some local delicacies from where they are from. There are different kinds of local delicacies in, say, Hualien or Pingdong or Tainan. They all have their own distinct and special local delicacies. And we're talking about local delicacies in Seoul, Korea. Now, to start with, okay, to begin, you can try some comfort food such as tteokbokki or stir-fried rice cake. So that's something we're calling a comfort food, which I'm imagining to be some kind of snack here. And if something's stir-fried, it is fried in a pan that is called a wok, which is kind of semicircular. And you put oil in there and you kind of go kacha, kacha, kacha. You kind of stir-fry that in a large wok. And this is, of course, a stir-fried rice cake. Ooh, it sounds oh so yummy.
Well, we're going to run out for a little snack. But while we're eating, you get to listen to the Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看第四单元，谈南韩的首都首尔。我们已经在前面呢介绍过南韩哪些地方值得一游。那我们今天要着重在它的文化还有美食有哪些呢？一开始这里就说到了南韩有流行乐团，有电视节目，大家都爱看。那所以到这边，尤其是女性，她们喜欢做什么呢？她说她们喜欢穿韩服。这边穿韩服的穿啊Dress up. Dress up 当然就是有盛装打扮的意思。那女士到这边来就是穿上韩服盛装打扮一番。提到这个韩服呢，她说她的样式是 high-waisted. High-waisted 这当然是一个复合形容词。其实我们经常用所谓的 compound adjectives。这一个单元里头的文章内容，我们也会陆续看到好几个都是所谓的复合形容词。要怎么写复合形容词？其实它经常会比较重要的是会有一个 ed 或是 ing 在它的这个复合形容词里出现。那以这边来说是 wasted， 那比较特别的也就是有时候你看到这个 ed， 平常认为会有过去分词的一定是动词，可是呢 在这边就不是，它是一个名词加上 ed。 那这种现象其实还蛮常见的，也就像假分词，其实是名词去加 ed， 不是动词加 ed。 那我们来看看有没有别的例子。如果你要讲一个人他是独臂人，你会说 one armed， 一样的，你把 arm 加 ed， 但是它其实是名词加 ed。 好咯， high waisted 这边就指高腰的。那当然他说的这个服装的来源还是受到中国北方部落的游牧骑马文化所影响。好，那这边提到骑马文化，这里又是一个复合形容词 horse riding。 当然这里的是现在分词加 ing， 因为你知道骑马至少我们提到这里这是主动的语态，所以动词部分用 ing。再来下面下一段里头，我们谈完了服装部分，还有其他的可以玩吗？他说到要去试试看这种汗蒸浴，其实它就是等于公共澡堂。那提到这个文化，当然在日本在台湾都有，不过谈完这个之后，我们比较重要的是看看有什么吃的部分。下一段就是告诉你要吃什么才算不白费了这趟行程。首先看这句话，他说 No visit to Seoul would be complete without savoring some local delicacies。 我们看这句很长，但是有一个重要的句构，就是 No 再加上后面的 without。 这种语句上就逻辑来说好像有点是像负负得正。如果你说到这边的行程没有一个会是完整的，假如不怎么样，假如不去吃当地的佳肴，换句话说用正面的说法，就是到这里一定要吃一点好吃的东西，好吃的东西就是 delicacy。 我们再来看，首先 to start with， 好，这是一个转折词，我们用这个来承接上面所说的，然后举例告诉你第一个要吃什么，辣炒年糕。那当然这个辣炒年糕，我们除了韩文本身的念法之外，你可以说它就是 stir fried rice cake。Stir fried， 这又是一个复合形容词。我们知道 stir 是拌炒，那但是 fry 这个有煎有炸煎的意思，所以当你讲食物它是被煎的，你就用过去分词 fried。除此之外还要注意一个哦，就是这个中间的 or， 我们中文说是或者，可是啊有时候这个 or 向你解释前面一个名词的时候，你也会用 or 当连接词，表示 A 这个说法也可以说它是 B， 这两个其实指同一个东西。
We're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about those wonderful snacks that you can get in Korea. We just talked about tteokbokki, which is stir-fried rice cakes.
Yum.
And this snack food is covered in red chili sauce and is often bought on the street. So you can get it at a Lu Bientang or a roadside vendor.
That's right.
And it's very spicy. Everyone says that Korean food is very spicy, and this is no exception. It's covered with that red chili sauce. It's bound to burn your tongue, so be prepared. You could also warm up with a big hearty bowl of samgyetang.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope I said that right.
That's how I said it.
It's also basically described here as being ginseng chicken soup. So it's big and it's hearty. If something is hearty, that means it is just extremely active. It's very cheerful if you eat it. It's got a lot of life to it. It's like something you eat and you go, oh, this is good. I just love this. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah. Well, if you want something a little more modern, you could chomp on some yangnyeom chicken or spicy fried chicken. That kind of sounds more like what we have here in Taiwan. If you like spicy, it's not quite as hot as that fried rice cake we were talking about. Anytime you see the word chili, beware, that means really hot, spicy hot. So there's this phrase, chomp on. Chomp on refers to taking a big bite and using your teeth to actually get into that particular dish. So you're going to chomp on or bite into some spicy fried chicken. This dish can be a full meal, a side dish, or an after-meal snack. So they really like it, and it's available pretty much afternoon. It's always available from noon on.
Noon on, yes, indeed. That means from 12 o'clock noon through the afternoon, into the evening, and all the way at night. And you can have a night snack with this kind of stuff. It sounds pretty tasty. Okay, mm-hmm. So these are some examples of some snacks you can try there. Of course, there are probably many other kinds of snacks there as well. And you probably know more about this than I do, Stephanie, because I've never really been there. Did you try anything else there?
Well, the first night I got to Korea, my friend took me to a really special, expensive meal. She was treating me to dinner and also her best friend, who is her voice teacher, teaches her traditional singing. And I was shocked at how spicy the foods were, number one. Number two, they eat a lot of pickled food. If you pickle a dish or a vegetable, you put it in vinegar, so it's very sour. It's swan though. But it's not my favorite. I don't like a lot of pickled food, to be honest. So there were pickled flavors and then the spicy hot flavors. And I honestly didn't know what to eat because some of it looked a little scary. Kimchi in Korea is a lot spicier than the kimchi I have here.
Yeah.
So it was kind of shocking to see how spicy everything was. My tongue was burning the whole night.
Yeah, you don't really have really spicy food in Taiwan. So the Korean restaurants probably kind of temper things down a bit for local taste.
Well, they have mala here, which is kind of hot.
Yeah, but probably not as hot as the mala huoguo in Korea.
I totally agree. Theirs is hotter. Yeah.
Yeah, so prepare yourself for that, although you probably can find stuff that's not so spicy. And, well, that's food. And if we want to talk about other things, like shopping.
Yes.
Well, that is the next paragraph here. So it says, for the fashion-minded tourist, Seoul is also something of a shopping Mecca. Shopping is not really a guy thing.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be going to Korea for the shopping, but of course the girls like to go there and check out stuff to buy, different kinds of clothes and stuff like that. So, of course, you need not worry there, ladies, because Seoul is a shopping Mecca. Mecca, of course, refers to that holy city in Saudi Arabia. I believe all Muslims need to go there at least once during their lifetime.
Mm, yeah.
Or at least once.
At least, many times
if you can. But also we use the word Mecca, same origin, to refer to a place that has a lot of something, like Taipei as a shopping Mecca. It's well as well for different things. Just it's a paradise for shopping. You can find basically anything you can imagine.
Well, Myeongdong is a popular spot or place for its myriad of clothing boutiques and local cosmetic shops. A myriad of something just means a large variety of different stores there. These are boutiques, which is a smaller store. It's not a shopping mall that's huge. It's just one little store. Usually a boutique features a particular designer or a particular type or style of clothing. They might have a boutique that only sells jeans, for example. And when you're talking about cosmetics, ladies, it's pretty important to remember that in English, cosmetics is countable, but makeup is not. Makeup is also another word for cosmetics. Cosmetics can be a variety of things. Usually it's a powder or a lotion. It's a lipstick. It's a cream. It's something to make your face, your skin, your hair, your nails more beautiful. So you could say, I want to go to the store and get some makeup. I want to go to the store and get some cosmetics. A particular cosmetic, you could use that in a singular form. But remember, makeup is not countable.
It is not countable, and these are stuff, of course, this is stuff that women like.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some other place that's kind of a shopper's delight, a shopper's Mecca, Shopper's Paradise.
Yes.
It's Dong Dai Mun. Okay, it's another shopper's delight. If something is a delight, it's very pleasant. It gives you a really wonderful experience. It's a delight to visit Taichung because it's such a nice city. Mm-hmm. It's nice and warm in the winter, and it doesn't rain so much. It's certainly a delight. And this is a shopper's delight, something that they really, really enjoy. Well, this place is just huge. It sounds like it's got all these different shopping malls. It's 26 shopping malls form a seemingly unending maze of clothing and feature a large number of women's stores. So, wow, I can't imagine this, all these different shopping malls. A maze, of course, is something you go into and you kind of try to find your way from the entrance and to the exit. And there are all these different little hallways that go to the right, and then it ends, and you got to back up, and you got to go another way. That's a maze. So you might find yourself getting lost in there.
You might. Well, here's our paragraph or our last sentence to summarize this particular lesson. With abundant history to learn, tasty food to enjoy, and various stores to visit, it's little wonder, it's not surprising that Seoul is recognized as the essence of South Korea. Abundant means you have plenty of that thing. So there's lots of history you can learn. That's always fun for me. There's plenty of tasty food to enjoy. Even if you don't like spicy food, like Tom said, there are other foods that you can find in Korea that aren't spicy. And there are also lots of stores, and there's a variety of stores. So it's not surprising. That's a different phrase you could use instead of it's little wonder. It's not surprising that Seoul is recognized, or people know or think of Seoul as being the essence of South Korea, the very flavor, the very, how do you describe essence? That's kind of
the nature of something. It sort of represents the sort of place that has the soul of South Korea. So if you want to kind of discover the soul or the spirit of South Korea, well, Seoul is the place for you. And I'm sure other cities in Korea offer a similar feeling. Mm-hmm. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion about Seoul. Let's hear from our Chinese teacher right now.
我们继续来看韩国的文化与美食。那这一段谈到美食，美食有几个东西要吃，一个就是说过的辣炒年糕，接下来还要你试试看人参鸡汤。一样的文法上呢，你有前面一个韩文的字眼，后面再加一个说明，这两个是指同一个东西，但是在解释这个名词的时候，你换一个说法，你可以用 or， 所以这里的 or 一定要特别注意。那人参鸡汤之外还有什么？还有辣味韩式炸鸡，这些美食可能大家其实都不陌生，因为都很喜欢韩国的这些料理文化。再来呢，除了吃之外，最后这里还要告诉大家，如果你爱时尚的话，你一定会想来首尔这个地方。为什么？他说，哎，它是一个 Shopping Mecca 这个 term 这个词汇应该可以猜得出来，因为 Mecca 它当然如果你把它大写，你知道它是回教徒心中的圣地麦加，可是呢在这里我们用来指的其实就是一个购物天堂、购物圣地。有的时候我们会说某某地方哦，也许台北它是一个 shopper's paradise， 其实意思都是一样的。最后还要提醒大家一点，就是当然他说时尚在首尔这里有几个点可以去啊，那其中啊他提到呢有一个点叫做明洞，那提到明洞的时候呢，他就说这里啊有大量的服饰精品。好，大量的服饰精品这个字 myriad M-Y-R-I-A-D， 诶，它通常如果你要加名词在后面，就会用一个介系词的 of。Myriads of something 就相当于我们讲 a large number of something， 也就是很多大量的。好，我们今天的讲解就到这边为止，下次见。
Well, this got me excited, Tom, to take another trip to South Korea. You need to get there and check it out.
Yeah, I guess I might check it out, especially during the winter. You can also do some skiing there at this time of year. Well, that brings us to the end of our program. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time after you have returned from Seoul, South Korea. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.